So who exactly is going to see Where the Wild Things Are?
Well, I think the audience for the film certainly isn't children.
That's Cliff Quang. He lives in Brooklyn, and he writes about culture, technology, and art for publications like Fast Company.
I think a lot of the marketing has been clearly directed to adults of a certain savvy, sort of city-centric set.
So the people that they're sort of targeting are what, like the people who wear skinny jeans and American Apparel clothing and ride fixed-gear bicycles and, you know, drink Pabst Blue Ribbon beer?
Yeah, I think that that's probably fair. I mean, if you look at the things that have actually been done, the actual marketing attempts, it seems to have been a very methodical checklist of all the people that might know Spike Jonze or Dave Eggers. You know, you have the film score that was written by Karen O. She's of the indie band.
Yeah, we had that song. So what are some of the things that the production house has done to market this film?
I think that they've released some very, very limited edition clothing, actually at a sort of a shopping mall affiliated with Urban Outfitters out in L.A. They installed a cave, basically.
And that's not for kids?
And things like that. No, I mean, I don't think that you would find a kid looking for skinny jeans necessarily at the store where this is located.
Now, this movie has a budget of something like $90 million. Going the sort of the hipster route might make sense for a small budget indie film, right? Does it make sense here?
Well, I don't think that any studio executive looking at that would have said, okay, sign me up. I think that they took a look at what they had, and what they had was a movie that couldn't necessarily be sold to kids unless you were really sort of stretching things. Although they have, to be fair, done some marketing to children. But they decided not to sort of push that too hard. Instead, they try to go with their strengths, which is the name recognition of the director, the writer.
And is there sort of, chatter on the blogosphere about this film?
Well, I think what's interesting is the marketing, by and large, seems to have been successful, because I think that I've read personally a lot of blog posts saying, this movie seems to be too cool for me. And I've read other blog posts saying, you know, on style blogs and things like that, saying, I really, really can't wait to see this movie.
That's Cliff Quang. He joined us from NPR New York. Cliff, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.